Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Amen. Well, let's praise God, give God the glory. I hope everyone had a wonderful week, because I have. I bless God for that. Bless God for being in our lives. We just give God all praises and honor. I thank God for everything, for protecting us. We just praise God tonight. Let us just come together as one in the name of Jesus. Giving God all glory, honor, and praise for the things that he's doing and the things that he's about to. Amen. Let's go to the book of Acts and let's start there and see what the Holy Spirit give us tonight. Amen. Let's just start with Acts chapter 1. That's all right with everybody, and anyone can chime in at any time. We just want to get a start, amen. So let us pray first, and we'll go forth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to come before you, thanking you for this opportunity to lift up your name, Jesus. Thanking you, Father, for all things, Father. Thanking you for blessing each and every one of us, our household, Father. Thank you for watching over us, dear Lord God. Thank you for blessing us to come forth tonight, dear Lord God, as one, lifting up the name of Jesus, saying, Father, we just say thank you. Thank you, Father, for allowing us this opportunity to come together. And, Father, as we go forth, we just lift up the name of Jesus and hope that those who are listening will be able to hear a word, dear Lord God, or speak a word, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you may open blind eyes, Father. Open up our understanding, Father. Give us wisdom and knowledge, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we just want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 1. We'll start there. And it says, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, whom God had chosen. Amen. It's to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Man, that's powerful. I thank God for that. He said many infallible proofs. They was free of error. There was no error in what God had done. Infallible proof. It said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. Amen. So God was telling them to stay where they are. Sometimes we have to stay where we are until God show us the direction to go in. Began to seek God for our direction, for his wisdom, for his knowledge, and whatever we do, allow him to build that thing, that foundation, and we follow after him being obedient to God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is going to teach us in that hour what we need to do, what we should be doing in our lives at this point in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the one that will lead and guide us and to teach us. He said, for truly John baptized with water, but ye shall receive the baptism. You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence, not many days from now. A lot of people do not have the Holy Spirit or have not allowed the Holy Spirit to exercise in their lives to be able to hear and to see what God is doing in our lives. The Holy Spirit is, he teaches, he guides, he leads, he counsels. He's everything, that comforter that Jesus Christ has sent us. And we should be thankful and grateful to God. For Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, sending us this comforter to lead and guide us at this time. Verse 6 says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? They wanted to know if he was going to give it back to Israel. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. Amen. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So when that Holy Ghost come upon us, we shall receive that power. Amen. We shall receive that power and be witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. It said, and when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James, John and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, Zelot, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And this is what we must do. We got to continue on one accord in prayer and in supplication. This is what we must do to get things done. We got to be on one accord in prayer and in supplication. We want to be able to do that. And that's a lot of times why things can't get done, because we're not on one accord. And when we get on one accord like they were on the day of Pentecost, we will see some changes. We will see some things change by the hand of the Holy Spirit, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I should say. And that's what we want to see. We don't want to just be speaking the word and those who are teaching and so forth and so on, we want to see a movement. We want to see some manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And in this day and time, people are so divided. There's so much confusion, and that is hoovering over the people. So nothing seems like it is being done. I love to see the movement of the Holy Spirit into people's lives, the way he operates, that comforter that Jesus Christ has sent us. He didn't give it to us for nothing. We must be in prayer and in supplication on one accord. And when we come on one accord, we're going to see some things come to pass. But that's what we must do first. We must come together in unity. Amen? And like chapter 2 says, it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen? People, we haven't experienced that, a lot of us. We haven't experienced. Some people haven't even experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit moving in their lives. I have experienced that, and some of the people that I associate myself with have seen this same movement. When we began to pray, things began to happen. Nobody wants to be praying with people who spirit is in another place. We want to come together and pray and see things happen. Amen? Things that we couldn't naturally do. We want to see the supernatural movement of the Holy Spirit. That's what we want to be able to see. At least that's what I want to be able to see when I'm around people and with people. I want to see people healed, delivered, and set free according to the word of God. And the only way to do that is to get into the word and believe that word, have faith. The Bible said without faith it's impossible to please God. We got to have faith that when we speak these things, it's going to come to pass. That's what we got to believe, you know, on one accord, believing the same thing, speaking the same thing. So when we're believing and speaking the same thing, there's no separation. There's no time for something, the enemy to come in and begin to bring division and separate us, bringing in confusion. We have to be on one accord. So when we come together on one accord, we'll see greater things happening. Amen? I have seen the movement of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. We speak in things and it comes to pass. And that's because we have that relationship and we believe it. We have faith to believe it. Your faith got to reach up and catch this. It's your faith. So without faith, again, it is impossible to please God. So we got to have faith to believe that you can be healed, you can be delivered, you can be set free. And so it's a blessing from God to dig down into the word, believe God, and trust him. We got to trust. Amen? We're coming together on one accord in prayer and supplication. This is what we have to do. And many times, people are not on one accord. So we got to get on one accord, speaking the same things. Amen? So I just thank God for that. I thank God for allowing us to come together to even begin to talk about it, you know, and want to experience the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I know a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people haven't experienced miracles. And what I mean by miracles is those things. They're not miracles to Jesus Christ, but they're miracles to us because it's something that we couldn't ordinarily do. Anything that you can do naturally is not a miracle. So when we're praying for people or when we're praying for people or praying for something to come to pass, we got to believe this. We got to believe it. I was speaking to, had an opportunity to speak to a young lady who called me the other day, and she was very frantic. She was so upset, and I just began to pray, and the Holy Spirit had me lead her to calm down so I could hear what she was saying. And when she calmed down, I asked her what was wrong, and she said she was scared, she was fearful. But we know that that is of the enemy. Whenever you are fearful of anything, fear is not of God. Anything that causes, I don't care if you're fearing that you won't get healed, delivered, or set free, or you won't have this or that. We can't have fear. And if you have fear, whatever spirit you have that is in Galatians 5 and 19, Luke 21, we have to curse that thing to the root. We denounce that in the name of Jesus. Let it drown in the Dead Sea, because fear is not from God. So once the Lord gave me the opportunity to speak with her, and the Holy Spirit just started giving me what to say to her, she became calm and began to pray. So I thank God for that opportunity, because we want to see people healed, delivered, and set free. But we got to come together on one accord, praying and believing God's word. It's so powerful to believe the word of God. It's truly powerful when you can believe it. And get with those who are believers, with believers. I don't want to get with people who are non-believers. You know, they're not spiritual. Nothing happens with people like that. It's just a hindrance. It's a hindrance with people who are not spiritual. They go about saying and just doing things, you know, and they're not spiritual. We don't get anything done with those kind of people. They are a hindrance to what God is trying to do in our lives. So I pray and ask God to cut them off. Remove them. I don't dislike them. I just can't let my spirit be affected by those type of people with no spirit. See, we got a lot of people that say, "Oh, I believe in God, and I believe, and I read the Bible," and this, and they can quote scriptures from here to California, but it means nothing because they don't have any faith. They're not true believers. And we have to be careful. We have to be prayerful of the people that we are gathering ourselves with and entertaining. And we see that a lot. We see it a lot. It's happening a lot more even now this day, that people are falling away from the true doctrine. They're saying and doing things traditionally and calling it God, and it is not. They got so many restrictions, and they got so much of the world in the churches. People won't even, I was talking to a lady, they won't even let the Holy Spirit come in and begin to tell them anything, because they got their own way. They got their own traditions and gathering with people that are not spiritual. If I'm gathering with people that is not spiritual, it's because I want to give them, allow the Holy Spirit to give them what he has for them. And if they don't want to hear it, hey, tough luck, that's you. I had to tell one lady, listen, that's, if you wanna hit that, knock the bottom out of here, go ahead. Just don't hinder me. And a matter of fact, I'm not going to let you hinder me. I'm going to move out of your way. So we got to come together as one. I love gathering with those who are true believers, and not just, it's not worshiping the Lord with their mouth, but their hearts are far away from God. But those who are truly, their heart is there. Because God searches the heart. He searches the heart. And you got these people with a lot of lip service. I get sick of lip service. I don't even like lip service. If you're not doers and you're just hearers only, I don't like lip service. I want to get with those people who truly believe. So when we start speaking the word of God and believing it together with that relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ, we can see some things moving and happening. Amen? So that's the kind of people that I like being around, not those with just lip service, and they can quote you all the scriptures. Amen. But their hearts are far away from God, doing what they want to do because it benefits them. Amen. I'm here for the Lord Jesus Christ. He turned my light on, and nobody can turn it out but him. I'm going to let my light so shine by the grace of God. Amen. Everything that he put in me, in the name of Jesus, I want to share it with other believers. And those who are not believers, I want to share it with you too. But it's up to you to receive it. And so if you don't receive it, that's, you know, that's up to you. But I'm going to continue, no matter what people say or how they say or what they do, I'm going to continue in the Word of God. Because this is what he called me to. He called me. So I'm going to continue if I have to walk it alone. Amen? So, but I thank God for those who are true believers, those who are babes in Christ, because they hunger and thirst after righteousness. And God said they will be filled. A lot of the people that he's bringing to around us now are those who are hungering and searching for it. And guess what? It's free. You don't have to pay for it. See, a lot of people are profiting off of the word of God, and that's not what God intended. The word is free. It's free. God said, I love a cheerful giver. There's people that will, when you speak in that word of God, they are ready to give. You don't have to go and just constantly try to make them do something, make them give. God said, I love a cheerful giver. God said, I got people ready to give. But I need your heart needs to be with me, not on the things of the world, not trying to build something for ourselves, not storing up our treasures here on earth, but speaking God's word, doing what God has called us to do. This is what we must do as God's people. Speak the word of God. Don't worry about anything. He already told us that we won't have any lack. So if we do what he called us to do, we won't have any lack, none whatsoever. That's his word. But we got to trust him. We got to believe in him. And you got to get with believers. Get with believers, those who truly believe with their heart, not with their mouth. And when people tell you they are not spiritual, believe it. That devil is not spiritual. They don't know God. They don't want to know God. And they hinder others from getting to doing what they need to do. So we just have to pray for them, keep them in prayer, and let God deal with them. But I am in the Word to stay in the name of Jesus. And I love gathering with those who are in the Word, truly in the Word, and not for their own benefit. Not for their own benefit. Worshiping the Lord with their mouth, but their hearts are far away from him because their mind and their hearts are on the worldly things. It's on worldly things. The Bible says when we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. It's going to be added. That's what his word says. If you can believe that, if you can open your mind up to that and believe that, what his word says, we believe the word. Amen. So that's why when we gather together with those who are truly worshiping the Lord with their hearts, truly worshiping him, having a relationship with him, when we come together on one accord, we're going to see some things happening. We will see some things happening, I promise you. And that's what it says in Acts chapter 2. So we just have to keep praying, asking God, seeking God for true believers, because there's some there, and it may not be the ones you think. It may not even be in your own house, but God has some true believers. So I like to surround myself with those who truly believe. That's what I love to do, surround myself with those who truly believe. And when God give me a word and allow us to feed those who are hungry and thirsty, I want to do that too. I love working for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I love working for him. That's the greatest job you can have. But a lot of people take advantage of it, and they think because they speak God's word, they can use it for profit. The Bible says a servant is worthy of his pay. So guess what? When you're speaking God's word, God is going to bless someone to come into your life to do it, to bless you. And so it's just a blessing to know that. So I thank God tonight for allowing us this opportunity to speak on the word of God and let us know that we ought to come together in prayer. We can't be divided and think anything is going to happen. The Bible said a house divided won't stand. That means, look, your house, the house of God, it won't stand. We as believers coming together, if we're not on one accord, it's not going to stand. Nothing is going to get done. No, we won't be able to do anything because it is not together. We're not in unity, you see. So that's why a lot of times things don't get done, because we're not on one accord. That's even in your house, even in the house of God. You got to be on one accord. Got to be able to come together and do things together. So I just want to thank God for that, because that's where I was led. Tonight is to the book of Acts, and so I just thank God for this word tonight. And I want to say this, that if anyone else have anything to add to that, we would appreciate it. We thank God for you. And we love to hear your comments, testimonies, words. And so we just give God the glory tonight. Amen. Give God the glory. Amen. Well, as we said, we just want to come together, give God the praise, glorify God, because it's so important that we do come together and just begin to pray, and not only for ourselves, but for the world, because everybody needs prayer. There's spirit. So many different spirits running around in the earth. And so we want to pray against those things, that the men and women of God will come together more than the world has come together. And it only takes a few to just speak the word of God and be ready, to work in the kingdom. The world is operating fully. The church is, and I heard somebody, a pastor, say something the other night, and he said, yeah, he was telling the people that, to go to the doctor and this and that and that and other. And I'm like, wow. The Christians, some of them got it all wrong. The Bible said, if there are any sick among you in the book of James, he said, let them call upon the elders of the church, and the prayer of faith will heal them. And if they have any sins, he shall forgive them too. But they tell them, it lets you know that those there's pastors, call them, they're pastors, don't have no faith. Because the Bible says, call on the elders. Where are the elders? I want to know where the elders are. I want to know where the elders are. That's what I want to know. Where are the elders? People need to be healed, delivered, and set free. I'm calling for the elders, the true elders, to come forth. Come forth. Come forth. If any power of the Lord Jesus Christ is within you, come forth. Is it any elders left? The Bible said, call upon the elders of the church. The elders of the church are telling the people to go to the doctor. I understand that too. But he said, call upon the elders of the church in the prayer of faith. Any elders with any faith? I just want to know, are there any elders with some faith out there? Contact us, because we want to know where you are, truly, truly. We want to come together with those who have some faith. We want to see some things manifesting in the earth. Amen? So if anybody else is on the line, have a comment, please come forth. Amen. Praise the Lord. So many people, you know, are there are so many pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists, apostles, and when the Lord said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. I mean, and when I go back to the book of James, and I see the Lord is saying, if any sick among you, let them call upon the elders of the church, and then they telling the people to go to the doctor. Where are the elders? I just want to know where they are. Amen? And it's not to criticize, I'm just saying, because I love coming together with the elders. Amen? Hello? Anyone there that would like to have a word, speak, or
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for serving tonight. And I definitely can feel your passion and your desire to get the word out. And it is definitely for the church, because we cannot do anything without God.
Amen.
Apart from Him, we can do nothing. And
nothing.
If we're going to do something, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You can't live in the kingdom of God without the Holy Spirit. And if
Amen.
You are not operating in the Spirit of God, you're not in His kingdom.
Amen.
And so I believe that what you have said is basically needing to be, this needs to be said in the church. Where is the elders?
Yes.
That's so true. You know,
yes.
Why not take the first step and
Amen.
Lay hands on the sick? Why
yes.
not?
It's, yes.
Why not take that first step? You know, a
Amen.
Lot of people are afraid to first take the step because it might not work. It has nothing to do with me. It has
That's
everything
right.
to do with Him. So I'm not
yes.
concerned about whether it works or not. I'm concerned about doing my part.
Amen.
And my part is lay hands on the sick. That's what He tells us to do. So we just want to follow Him.
Yes,
and that's the problem. We want we either have to make a decision to follow Him and not our own way.
Amen.
You know, and like you said, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof, we
yes.
need to come together in one accord.
Yes,
and first of all, we need to know who is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know, and who is God? If we say God
mm-hmm.
is our Father, then
yes.
we have to take a different posture.
Mm-hmm.
If He is our Father and He is Spirit,
yes.
then we are spirit. And and if we want to take it a little further, what is a spirit? We don't even know what a spirit is. But the Bible says the spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the breath of God.
Yes.
He
yes.
breathed into man, and man became a living human being. And then afterwards, God sent the second Adam, hallelujah, to give us new life. Resurrected power.
Hallelujah.
And he breathed on the disciples and the women and all those that were there in one accord, the breath of God. So when you are receiving the Holy Spirit, you are receiving the breath of Almighty God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And that breath is powerful. And so
hallelujah.
As we breathe, we're breathing God. God is the very breath that we breathe.
Yes.
No, you know, I used to say, God, where are you? Father, where are you? And he said, I'm the breath that you breathe. What do you mean, where
am I?
So I never have to wonder where my father is.
Yes.
Because wherever I go, he is. Whatever I do, he
hallelujah.
Sees.
Yes.
So we understand this breath, this holy breath of God living in us, guiding us, teaching us, giving us everything that we need. And what do we need? We need faith.
Yes.
We need to believe that what God says is true. Because he said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we need, when we go in, we need to know that he's going to reward us. Because that's what he wants. You know, sometimes it's not about my faith. God help my belief. God help me with my unbelief. But the point is stepping out.
Amen.
Peter stepped out on the water, you know, and nobody else did, but he stepped out on the water.
Yes.
And he feared, but that was okay because God caught him.
Amen.
When we're weak, God is strong. So we need to take the step and begin to be who we are. As he is, so are we in this world. Those that are led by the Spirit, the breath of God, are sons of God. Amen?
Yes.
And that's I thank you. I thank you so much for your love and your compassion, you're doing and saying with action, being a doer and a hearer of the word. That is so true.
Thank you.
And I thank you for that message.
Well, I thank you for shedding light, because one thing you said is we need to know who the Holy Spirit is. And who God is.
Yes.
And when you say he's the very breath, we don't have to worry about what he is. Because he's the very breath. And I'm glad you brought that to light. So, because everybody needs to know who is he?
He is the very
breath that you breathe. And I thank
he's
you for that.
Breath.
I thank you tonight for bringing that to our
attention. Amen.
Because people need to know. They say, where are you, God? Yeah, I'm right there. You speaking out of your mouth. I'm here. Hallelujah.
Right.
Praise God.
And that is another reason why we have to watch what we say. Because that's why he's saying, listen, you can't have me in you and then speaking negative. You know, you can't have me in you and disbelief. Those two things don't operate. But when the power of God comes, you need the word. Why? The word is to apply his principle. You're seeking God to do his will. And the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's righteousness and it's peace and it's joy in the breath of God. Joy in this breath that he has given us. This power that he has given us. You know, he is power. He is light.
Amen.
You know, the devil knows that what's in us. We need to know who is in us. And he trembled.
Amen. Amen.
You know? But as long as
that's
he don't know who we are, then he could abuse us. And we can't come in one accord. But tonight, sister, hallelujah, I know the devil is fleeing and has fled because two people came and other people are on the line tonight. And I come in agreement with you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we tear down strongholds,
hallelujah.
Cast down
yes.
imagination,
hallelujah.
And every
Jesus.
High thing that exalts itself
yes.
against the knowledge
thank
of
you,
God. Bring
thank
into
you,
captivity
Jesus.
Every obedience
yes.
to Christ. For
yes.
the weapons of
thank
our
you,
warfare
Lord.
Is not
hallelujah.
Power, but mighty through
hallelujah.
God, pulling down
thank
the strongholds.
Yes.
We demolish,
yes.
hallelujah, the kingdom
yes.
of darkness. Hallelujah. And we
hallelujah.
Speak light into this universe. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
And we speak it with
hallelujah.
The breath of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
The of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
the
Jesus.
Word of
hallelujah.
God. The word of God
yes.
is the breath
you,
of God. The word
hallelujah.
Of God is alive. It's quick and it's
hallelujah.
Powerful. And it's
yes.
sharper than any
thank you, Lord.
Sword.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's discerned.
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
the thoughts
Lord.
And intents
you,
of the
Jesus.
Heart. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for
hallelujah.
Discerning our
thank
hearts,
you,
for God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we're
thank
yours.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
yes,
surrender
Lord.
All, Father God. We present our
yes,
bodies
Lord.
As a living
you,
sacrifice. Holy
yes,
and acceptable
hallelujah.
Unto you. Glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
you.
Because we love you. We love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We
thank
love
you, Jesus.
Father. We thank
hallelujah,
you
Lord.
For allowing
thank
us
you,
to be adopted into the
yes.
kingdom.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
You
have the presence
yes,
of God,
Lord.
And we have
you,
it, the presence of God within us. God's
yes,
presence
you,
is around us, but thank God
yes.
we can have that precious,
yes.
powerful spirit within us.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
He used
amen.
To be with the people, but now he's not only with
he's in the
he's
people.
In us. Oh,
in
hallelujah.
Us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
so
Lord.
So we can do
thank you, Lord.
More work. Hallelujah. One can put 1,000,
yes.
2,000, 300,000
for
Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you know what? The thank word, the Bible says the word of God is alive. And it's quick
yes.
and it's powerful.
Yes.
So that means, you know, there was an incident where a young lady, someone was calling her every night, and she didn't know what to do, and she called the police, and they could never catch him, and he would call and he said, tonight is the night. And so she
wow.
called and she said, what should I do? When we don't know what to do, when we have gotten to the point where we don't know what to say, good, bad, or
yes.
indifferent, we pray in the Spirit.
Amen.
And I said,
hallelujah.
You, when he calls you again, just begin to pray in the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Just
yes.
begin to cover him with God's power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when she
yes.
began to do that, she didn't hang up. She started to pray. She took authority over the situation.
Over the, amen, come on, hallelujah.
And she began
hallelujah.
To pray in the Spirit. The
yes.
whole breath of God
hallelujah.
Came upon
yes.
that man and confused him. He didn't know what happened to him. The police
amen.
Found him. And he said, you would have never found me, but I called her and she started saying something and it confused me. And I don't know what she was saying, but it just confused me.
Wow. Wow.
So we have to understand our she didn't understand her authority. She didn't understand the power that she
yes.
had.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
amen.
We
hallelujah.
Don't have to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We
that's
don't have
right.
to be ashamed
amen.
Of being not understood or peculiar.
That's right.
We live in the
that's
kingdom.
Right.
We're ambassadors. We are peculiar.
Amen.
Count it all
amen.
Yours.
That's right. Amen.
When
that's
you
right. Count it all yours.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 And you know, and that's just, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
that's just the thing. People are not being taught this. So guess what? And like you said, when you told her what to do, she began to do that and took authority. But people don't know the power that's within them. You got to, that's why you have to gather with, the Bible said, wise people. See, so you the wisdom that you had, you give it to her, and she began to do. So that's why they was. You got to gather with wise people and become wise and know what you have. Use your weapon that God has given us, that power over the enemy. Mm-hmm. Amen. He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So when you began to tell her that, she began to take authority. But until then, she was fearful. She didn't know what she had in her. Great is
Amen.
He. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
That is in
That's
us.
In
that
us.
He that's in the world. So
That's
you can use
world.
What God has given us. We can use that.
Yeah.
But sometimes we need a wise person to bring it out of us, to sharpen us. Bring that, let you know that, use that authority. And that's what she did, and that was great. That was an honor for her to be able to take authority over the enemy that was vexing her.
And it was somebody that she knew.
Wow.
Someone that she knew.
Wow.
Someone that would come into her house and then leave out and do this.
Wow. That's you see, and I'm glad you was there to tell her. I mean, that's what I was saying about gathering with wise people, coming together in unity, to show her what she needed, to give it to her. See, if you had never told her, she'd have still been until God released it. She'd have still been going through that same thing. But thank God that you were there.
The situation is this. When you surrender yourself to God,
amen,
God
amen.
Is able to move you in the where you want to go. If you notice an alcoholic person, somehow an alcoholic person could come to any town and find an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how in the world can he do that or she do that?
Okay.
They will find that spirit will find each other.
That's right.
So God is doing the same thing. This is not by chance that we are speaking right now.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Is not by chance. This is ordained. This
Amen.
Is two,
Amen.
Three, or whoever's on the line, people that
Amen.
Were. That God drew to the call, and we came on.
Amen. That's right.
The Bible says
God
that
had a set time.
We cannot come to Jesus unless the Father draws us.
Amen. Amen.
And then we can't come
Amen.
To the Father unless we come through Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
You know.
Amen.
So. Have your way, Lord God. This is for us to say, have your way, Lord God. Those of us that are of Him, that has committed our life, He's drawing us together.
Yes, He is. Yes, He
he's
is.
He's drawing
yes,
us
he
together.
Is.
So all we are saying is have your way. And we could see it because He's drawing it by what? His breath.
By His breath, amen. By His spirit, said the Lord,
by
amen.
His breath, His holy breath.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
and
Jesus.
And He said the spirit is like a
Hallelujah.
Wind. You know, you don't know where it comes from. You don't know where it's going. But you feel it moving.
You feel it. That's
Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
Yes, you feel it.
Amen.
And that breath, that wind, hallelujah, is contained within us, our body.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. What a
Thank
mighty
you,
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
what a mighty God.
We give you honor, Father. We give you praise.
Yes,
we magnify
you,
your
Jesus.
Name, Lord God. We cast
Lord.
All of our cares on you because you care for us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
God, for iron sharpening
Hallelujah.
Iron. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
you, Father.
You, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
For your
thank
spirit.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
For showering
name,
us with your power and your
yes.
mind to do
yes.
your will,
yes.
Lord
yes.
God, not our
yes.
will, but yours.
Your
Hallelujah.
Will be done.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank you.
Your holy name.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. It's, I tell you, Go it's ahead. Such a blessing and an honor tonight for us to come together. For God preordained this night for us to come together on one accord, speaking the same things. Amen. And I just want to give God the glory for Him setting it up, because it's His doing.
Thank you,
it's
Father.
It's His doing.
Yes,
we couldn't have
definitely
done
a
this
setup.
On our own. Amen. And I thank God, because God is building His own house. He's building His own church. He's building
yes.
His own church for His people to come together, like He called Peter and Paul and John. He's calling
yes.
us to this
yes.
for at this moment to do
yes.
His will. Amen.
Yes.
I don't. We
and
don't know what
God,
all
we're saying yes.
To do.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God
yes,
yes
to your will.
Yes.
Yes.
Your will.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And I look forward. I look forward for us doing even greater things, even more for the kingdom. We are citizens of the kingdom. And I look forward to us even doing more in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Because God has called us to do these things.
Yeah.
And so
yes,
I just
Lord.
Want to thank God. And whatever His will is, that's what we want to continue to do.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
We want to
Amen.
Continue in the name of Jesus. I
Amen.
Love it. And
Amen.
You know what? I didn't even, who am I speaking with? I mean, I love your spirit.
Hallelujah. My name is Beverly Jones.
Beverly Jones, I love your spirit. I mean, I just thank God for you. I thank God because, you
and
know, it's so
name?
Many people. I'm Dr. McLennan.
Dr.
McLennan. McLennan?
McLennan.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yeah. And it's McClennon.
Spell it again.
And, okay, it's McClennon. And so, yeah,
okay.
I love it. I love when God bring His people together. I love gathering with others who are true believers. I love
yes.
that. I love
yes.
it. And I know what you were saying a few minutes ago, because I know I can say this. My mother got sick one night, and so my sister-in-law called me. She said, Mama's real sick. She said, I asked her, did she want to go to the hospital? And she said, no, she want to come where you are. I said, bring her. And so I began, the Holy Spirit led me to go in my heaven, in the heavenly language, began to speak in tongues. And so I began to do that. And when I began to do that, speak in tongues and just began to praise God, my mother came. And then the Holy Spirit began to speak to me and tell me what to do for her. And when He began to
Amen.
Tell me what to do for
Amen.
Her, she,
Amen.
And it was so simple. He told me, he said, now, and you know what? But what He did was He put some of them out of the house first. He said, now
Hallelujah.
Wait till they leave because they don't have the same kind of spirit. I said, ooh,
Amen.
Lord. I said, okay.
Amen.
So I had to wait till they leave. And when they left,
mm-hmm.
he said, now, I want you to anoint her head and pray over her. And
Hallelujah.
I did that, and so I continued to pray. And then He told me, if my mother got up and went to the restroom. He said, now, when she come back, you tell her I said to drink a bottle of water. Don't try to drink it all at one time. Sip it. My mother did that. The pain left. She was healed. God healed her, and she
Hallelujah.
Went to bed.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. That's why I said the power
of
yes. Hallelujah. The power
yes.
of the Holy
Spirit.
I love this. But see, that's why we got to come together on one accord with
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let Him lead and guide and teach
Amen.
Us.
Yes.
I love gathering with
yes.
God's people.
Hallelujah.
God's people. You know?
Hallelujah.
So I just give God the glory. I thank Him so much for this night and what He's doing and what He's about to do in our lives, how He's
Amen.
Drawing His people together,
Thank
the
you,
ones
Father.
Who truly believe in Him and have a relationship with Him. Amen?
Thank you, Father.
Those who have a relationship
Amen.
With Him. So I thank God and give God the glory tonight. I really do.
Thank
I thank
you.
Him.
Amen.
And I know that we will be getting together again by the grace of God, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what all God has for us to do, but whatever it is, I'm thankful. I'm grateful to God tonight.
Amen.
And I'm going to write down your name and everything, because I know God got a great work for us to do. I thank
Amen.
God for us being
Amen.
On 1 o'clock
yes.
tonight.
And, of course, your name is on my prayer list now.
Amen. And so is yours.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Praise God. And Dr. Hunter said he has extended the time for us that we can, unless if anyone else online has anything that they want to say, we welcome them. We welcome them. We welcome all of God's
yes.
people.
Yes.
And one thing the Lord allowed me to know by the Holy Spirit, we are called by his people. We don't know what all and who all God going to send us to and send the people to us. So when God will let me encounter some people, I pray and ask the Holy Ghost speak. Because like I said, I
Amen.
Met this lady, and one morning she called me. I was at work, and she was frantic. She was just, and she was, I couldn't understand. So the Holy Spirit just led her to calm down. And once she began to calm down, she said, "Well, I'm scared." And I'm like, you know, and the Holy Spirit just began to speak. And once the Holy Spirit, I said the Holy Spirit because it wasn't me. He spoke through me, but it was him. And once he got her to calm down and began to speak to her, she got off the phone. She texted me back late. I texted and asked her, I said, "You okay now?" She said, "Yeah, I'm better. You give me a reason to live." And I'm thinking, my God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But speaking
yes.
to this young
yes.
lady, thank you,
yes.
because she was telling me she had a suicide mind. And so, but the
yes.
Holy Ghost took over and began to speak, and it relieved her, you know. And so I just thank God. And you know, we never know how the Lord is going to, you know, use us for his
That's
glory.
Right.
And
That's
so
right.
I thank him for every opportunity. And do you know it's a lot of people suffering? God gave me one morning. He told me, he said there's the spirit of suicide. He said the spirit of depression, the spirit of fear. And he said all of these spirits are operating now. And I said, "Good God Almighty." He said, "I want you to pray against them." And I said, "Okay, Lord." So I began to pray against them. He said, because the spirit of suicide, greed, confusion, division, depression.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Wow."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Those spirits are operating in the earth, and I need somebody to speak against them." See, people, and so people got their minds set on so many earthly things, but it's these spiritual things that we got to come against, because we're not, like you said earlier, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting
mm-hmm.
against principalities in high places.
Mm-hmm.
And God said the winds are his messengers, and so we need to speak this word so his messenger, which is the wind, can take it where it needs to go. Like you
Hallelujah.
Said, the wind blows,
and holy
but we
breath.
Don't know where.
Hallelujah.
We, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. We don't know where that wind. We don't know where the wind gonna take it to. But whatever
amen.
God commands, it's gonna take it to the area where it needs to be. Because
Hallelujah.
He said, "The winds are my messenger." And so,
amen.
Whenever we speak in God's word, guess what? He said, "You see how the media get on the TV and speak a word, and then those things begin." He said, "All I need is somebody to speak my word, and the messenger,
That's
which
right.
is the winds,
That's
gonna
right.
take it and deposit it where it needs to go,
Hallelujah.
And in whose lives
Hallelujah.
It needs to go in." Hallelujah.
That's
so
right.
that's what
and
we. That's why. We got to come together on one accord and speak God's
and
word
why,
so the messenger
we
can take it where it needs to
that's
go.
That's why. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We must.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
Glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah,
the
Lord.
Name.
And see, a lot
Thank
of the
you,
people,
Jesus.
See, we as call of God, we can't keep our mouth shut. See, we don't have to go out there in the public. And God said, go into that closet. See, we don't have to go out in the public and just shout. We can go into the closet. He said, "I'll reward you openly." So when we begin to
mm-hmm.
speak that word, even at home,
mm-hmm.
God gonna
mm-hmm.
the winds are going to take it, and it's going to be a reward, because we're going to see the wicked come down. We're going to see these things come to pass. Amen.
Yes.
So we just
Amen.
Have to speak. And the more of us that come together, one can, like you said, one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. Just imagine if 5 or 6 of us true believers come together. Imagine what
Hallelujah.
Will happen in this earth. Just
Hallelujah.
Imagine what will
Hallelujah.
Happen in this earth. Speaking the same things
yes.
and on one accord. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
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 Because the world has come together and banned against the word of God. They want to do this and do that. God said, all I need is just a few. Like he told Gideon, send all of them home. You know, that's too many.
Hallelujah.
So we just a few come together, speaking
yes.
the same thing
yes.
on one accord.
Hallelujah.
We could take a nation. Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We could take it back by force
Hallelujah.
And by force
Hallelujah.
Of the word
tonight,
of God.
I believe we have
Hallelujah.
Taken a nation.
Hallelujah.
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 I believe we have
Hallelujah.
Taken a nation
Hallelujah. Do you know what?
God.
People can be healed. They talking about there's no cure. Yes, it is. It's Jesus Christ. But they've given you medicine. They've given you all of this and all of that. But where are the elders? Because people should be getting healed, delivered, and set free by the
Amen.
Word of God. Because
Amen.
God said they won't come to me. He said, I gave them Isaiah 53, 4, and 5. He said, but they won't receive that. He said, if they come in my name, they won't believe me. He said, but they come in their own name, they'll believe him. God said, I
yes.
gave them that. It's too easy for
yes.
them to believe that I am a healer by
yes.
my stripes. I took
yes.
all the stripes for that. He said, but it's so
Amen.
Easy. They said, no, I got to go over here to the doctor and see what he said. I tell people this, seek God before you go anywhere.
Glory.
Seek him. And I'm
yes.
calling for the elders. I'm calling for these elders to come forth. I am calling for y'all to come forth so we
Hallelujah.
Can get on one accord. So we can see the manifestation of God. People healed, delivered, and set free off of drugs, alcohol,
Hallelujah.
Whatever their situation.
Hallelujah.
I want to see the elders come
Thank
together,
you.
The true people of God.
Hallelujah.
God have called
Hallelujah.
Some people. Lord, I know we know you have. You have called some true people who
Thank
serve
you
from the heart. And we want to gather together
Thank
with them
you.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
We want to gather together with
Hallelujah.
Them. We're tired of the world taking over
Hallelujah.
And we don't see the
Thank
manifestation
you,
here and there. We
Hallelujah.
Want to see the glory of God. Amen. So we calling
mm-hmm.
for the elders, the one who is
mm-hmm.
serving him with their hearts, to come together with us. Amen.
And he
Speaking
has
the
heard
same
your
thing
prayer.
On one accord. Amen.
He has
Hallelujah.
Heard your prayer, my sister. He
Hallelujah.
Has heard your prayer.
Hallelujah.
He has heard
Hallelujah.
Your prayer. Because it
Hallelujah.
Has
I received
begun.
It.
And it will multiply.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it's not the multiplication like the world either. It's the way God multiplies.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
1 + 1 + 1 equals 1.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
The more
Hallelujah.
Than enough kind of multiplication.
More than enough.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
More than enough.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes. So
Jesus.
It's
Thank
so you,
Lord. You,
by you coming tonight. By
Hallelujah.
You coming and being obedient to him. Hallelujah.
Thank
it
you,
has
Lord.
Started.
Hallelujah.
It has started.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you
Hallelujah.
Started a revolution tonight, a revival tonight.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
and
Lord.
There is no distance in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
Amen.
What
Amen.
We are doing here is going forth because it's going forth out of our mouth.
Yes,
and
Hallelujah.
Who lives in us? The Holy One lives in
yes.
us.
Yes,
right. So that
yes,
word travels because the word is spirit. The word is breath. So the
yes.
word,
yes.
That wind goes everywhere.
Hallelujah.
We don't hardly nowhere.
Hallelujah.
But it's intertwined everywhere.
Amen, 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 amen.
So we thank
God know who's
for the manifestation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
we
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Expect to see
Yes. Yes.
We wait with
Amen.
Expectancy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Father. I'm
what
excited about
excitement.
What God is doing.
Hallelujah. I am
Amen.
So excited. So excited. I'm just so excited when I can meet another Christian. We haven't met physically in person, but I'm so excited to meet someone
Hallelujah.
Who's on one accord. And I know it's
Amen.
Nobody but God. I know it's nobody but the
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit that is in the both of us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I thank God
Amen.
For this because it's true.
Amen.
Like you said, he has started a revival. Amen.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
never before. And
like never before.
And like I said, like never before. And you know what? I was just telling somebody, it's not going to be church as usual. Hallelujah. It's not going to be church as usual. You see, when God have a revival, it's not going to be like these traditions in the earth, because God is calling for his people. He's calling for us to come forth on one accord. God wants to show his glory. Kings and priests. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
so I'm so grateful tonight for what God is doing. I'm so grateful that he drew us to this place tonight. And, Father, and let those who are hungry and thirsting, Father, and I know they'll be fed and they'll be given a drink. So I just give God some glory tonight. It's just truly an honor and a blessing. And I thank God for his word that is going forth in the earth. And like I said, I'm calling for the elders. Because, see, all
thank
these
you,
people, and God let me know, he said it's a sin epidemic in the earth. And so that's why people are telling you, and the enemy is lying and saying, there's no cure. The only cure is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only cure. The only cure.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
So, and that's why we must seek him. We must seek him with all our heart.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Must seek him. Yes, Lord. So
yes,
I am, I, like I said, I am so grateful to God tonight.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, Lord. I am so grateful to him tonight for what he's doing.
I thank you so much for your wisdom and your grace and your compassion and your love. I thank you. Thank you so much for honoring him tonight.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for yours as well. Iron sharpened iron. And I thank God for your the spoken word tonight that you've given us. When you spoke that word, his breath,
yeah.
that is so powerful. And people need to know his breath that we are speaking, that is him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I just thank God tonight. It's just truly a blessing for each and every one of us here on the line. I know we have gotten something tonight. I know the power of the Holy Spirit has spoken.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank God. I just thank God that we are part of what he's doing tonight. And not only tonight, it's going to continue. Amen? Because God is going, he's raising up his people. God said, I got some people. I'm going to raise up me a people that will serve me from the heart. That's what God said in his word. They going to serve me from their heart. Amen? Because I meet a lot of people. But when their heart is not in it, it bothers my spirit. It bothers my spirit. Because my heart is all in it. Amen?
Hallelujah.
And so,
Amen. And
I know one thing the Lord told me. He said, I planted a seed in you. He said, I'm going to come back for it. I want to see what you have done. So God wants to see how we have multiplied. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what God wants to see. How have you multiplied this seed, or did you just sit down and do nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So I just thank God for Jesus, and I just pray and ask the Lord to just